very good evening to you and a warm welcome to Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. I'm your host, Ndafa Happy Juju, and I'm here to keep you company from now up until 2100 hours. Now, of course, you know, I always tell you that whenever you hear Speak Life by Toby Mac, run about this time on the Saturday evening, just know that I am run about somewhere in a corner, yeah, just gracing you with that song. And particularly maybe you may be wondering why I chose that one, you know, to be the one that's playing every time before Life Lessons actually starts. That's because the words right there are so very significant that we ought to speak life, you know, to the next person, because you just never know what they're actually going through. Now, of course, Life Lessons, that's what it aims to do, to speak life to you, to your situation. Of course, you may be going through something, that needs you to get a boost and get an upliftment. And that's what we're here to do. Or maybe you just, already set up on a very good, it's not necessarily that because you're down or whatsoever, but you just need a boost to just, you know, strengthen your faith in whatever it is that you're doing, in the course that you're going. And therefore, that's what Life Lessons is all about. So we speak about social issues, so whether it's business, it's marriage, it's children, life itself, career, you know, just anything related to life. And that's why we call it Life Lessons, so that we can take whatever situation or whatever story we're talking about and learn from it. Now, whether it's good or bad, you can always learn from it. But if it's positive, of course, we want to emulate that and just somewhat copy it, you know, and paste it in our own lives. If it's negative and it's bad, we also want to learn from it, so that if we encounter ourselves, we find ourselves in such an encounter, then we know how to handle it, or we avoid some of the mistakes that others have made, that of course we wouldn't want to repeat. Now that's what Life Lessons is all about. Nonetheless, I'm your host, Ndafa Happy Juju, here to keep you company, like I told you, and I sure hope that you will be tuned in the whole time, because we have quite a topic at hand that we need to discuss. Now tonight we're talking about acceptance, yeah? Accepting those things that you just can't control, you have no control over, accepting those things that you have been chasing, those dreams, those goals that you've been trying to achieve, but they just don't seem to be materializing. They just don't seem to be coming to fruition, you know. They just don't seem to be resurfacing, if that's what you aim for it to be. So that's exactly what we're talking about today. Now we'll obviously look at it from very different angles, or whatever different topics within this accepting, whether it is to accept marriage, children, school, career, whatever it is that you need to accept here, that's exactly what we'll be talking about. So we're looking at the goals that you perhaps have been setting for yourself. So certain things that you've been aiming, wanting to achieve, but you know what? You've been putting in the effort yourself. From how you can evaluate and view it, you have been putting in the work. You have been putting in your effort. You've really been trying to make this materialize and come to fruition. But you know what? It's just ain't working. And sometimes you really have been going on and on. And sometimes actually for years trying to achieve this particular thing. But hey, it just doesn't seem to be working. At least with all the effort and the power that you're putting in, it just doesn't seem to be materializing. So that's why I thought it necessary for us to speak about acceptance, you know, and just try to understand what that actually is, whether it means giving up entirely, whether it means throwing in the towel and quitting. Well, you're in to find out on that. Now, of course, as we are talking about acceptance, it's something that I believe is essential for our well-being and, of course, our happiness as well. That is acceptance. Now, in a world that's constantly encouraging us to strive for more, you know how they'll always say, don't give up. And I will also say, don't give up on your goals, you know, strive and achieve more and be more and all that. But it comes to a point also, you know, where you have to look at that particular goal. You know, there are certain things that you really have to put in the work, continue. And then there are other things that you just have to lay back and kind of examine the situation and ask yourself certain questions and speak to yourself about certain things and sit down and finally come to the drawing board of, you know what, maybe I just need to accept this. And of course, it's easy to get caught up in the idea that we need to control every aspect of our lives. Yeah. But the truth is, there are things beyond our control, and learning to accept them can be incredibly liberating. Ooh. Accepting them can be incredibly liberating. So you sort of liberate yourself. You free yourself from whatever it is that you had, you know, you had really, really entangled yourself in, you know, not bad entanglement, maybe so to put it, but whatever it is that, you know, you were holding on to so much with so much force and so much energy, you know, very tightly holding on to it. But now realizing that, hey, hold on. It seems like this is not really, working out, or this is not really, going forward as it should be, or as I should accept, you know, then that's where you come into the boiling point of accepting. Now, first and foremost, I want us to draw the difference between control and acceptance. Now, when we talk about acceptance, it's not about giving up or resigning ourselves to our circumstances. Yeah. It's about recognizing what we can control and what we can't control. Now, I want you to think about it like this. We can control, of course, our actions, our reactions, and our attitudes, but we can't control the outcome of every situation or the actions of other people. Yeah. Let me start off with an example of marriage. Mm-hmm. Let me start off with an example of marriage. In this particular topic, I want to look at two different angles. One is you being single and hoping and maybe praying and putting in really the effort and going out there to meet your marriage partner, and you've been hoping and just desiring it so badly, and your mates around you are getting married, you know, every now and then, every year you are being made a bridesmaid or maybe a groomsman. And yeah, you know, or people in your vicinity, in your community, you know, they just seem to be finding their life partners, and you just don't seem to be finding that partner. And of course, you, your friends and some family members, and sometimes even your parents are saying, you're getting old, you need to get married, as if you can just go in the street and grab somebody and go to the altar and you guys get married. It's beyond that. Obviously, marriage is beyond that. You need to find, first of all, I would say compatibility and the right person, and not just anybody just comes in, let's get married, boom, you jump at it. But it has to be weighed. You need to weigh in the balances and look at the characteristics of the qualities of a person, and see whether are we compatible, you know, like that. So then, that aside. So now you are now at this particular situation where marriage doesn't seem to be coming your way. And of course, you're telling yourself, hey, I'm about to clock, mid 30s, and I'm going to my 40s now, and I need to get married now, and that kind of stuff. And you know what? At some point, instead of you bombarding yourself and allowing people to take you off track of where you are and what you're thinking about and your goals, I think maybe you might get to a point, you might need to come to a point where you kind of accept the situation where you are now, or where, or the level, or the whatever, or the position where you are now, that yes, I'm a single person. I am not in any courtship or nothing, that is obviously looks like I'm getting married anytime soon. I would say then, you have to get to that position where you are honest with yourself. You know, you really sit with yourself and talk with yourself, and you know what, and you tell yourself, you know what, happy. I think you need to accept that, so that if there is a marriage partner that is coming your way out there, let them find you, you know, sort of like working on yourself and doing other things that you enjoy, of course, but not as if you're desperate to get married, because, you know, I tend to think that some people get married out of desperation. You know, I've covered a topic on here on Life Lessons, wrong reasons why people get married, and I went into many different aspects. I'm sure I didn't exhaust it enough, but one of those things I think is desperation. You know, you want validation, and I think this is true for so many marriages. You want to get married because your dad is going to be proud of you. You want to get married because your aunt, your uncle, your cousins, you know. Of course, marriage is an honorable thing, and I've educated us on that before. Society tends to treat married people differently, you know, looks at them and gives them honor and appreciation, as it should be. But then again, it shouldn't be seen as the only thing that is out there. Now, marriage is a beautiful thing, and it's beyond sexual intimacy. It's beyond having a partner there that you can, you know, your conscience and your mind and your body and your spirit and everything freely engage in sexually. It's about companionship and growing together. Of course, two are better than one, but then sometimes it can be really, if you're not careful, you might turn marriage into an idol. Yeah. Just like some people turn spouses into an idol, because the spouse becomes now everything, sort of to see. So that that needs also one to exercise caution in that area. Now, that's not the topic for today. Now, I'm dealing with, for a person who feels pressured into getting married, and of course they are very much single. They don't seem to be any hope whatsoever, even in the next 2 years or 1 year, although a lot can happen within a year or even within some months. You just never know. Now, I want to bring you to this point where I say sometimes it's best to accept the situation or the position you are at right now, to say, you know what? I don't seem to be getting married, of course, next month. There don't seem to be anyone in my life or whatsoever, a partner that I can say we're going to get married or discussions of such things. Then you need to sit down and accept that, you know, this is not happening anytime soon, regardless of what people say, regardless of what they think is good for me, regardless of what they want for me. And then that way, when you start with yourself, you are able to answer them respectfully in telling them that I'm not interested in you pressuring me, and I'm not interested in you trying to force me, you know, into marriage and stuff like that, or just for the sake of pleasing family members, or for the sake of pleasing parents. Yeah. So you need to now get to that point where you accept that it's okay to be single, that it's not awful to be single. Yeah. And I think, you know, those that are married, looking back, they would tell the unmarried that, of course, marriage is beautiful, but embrace your singlehood too, because marriage also comes with children, and children come with responsibilities. Yeah. So it's okay to be single at that moment. Enjoy your singlehood. The other day I posted on my WhatsApp status a picture of me and my very good friend. And I wrote there that, you know, I think friendship is so underrated, you know, but it offers beautiful companionship as well. You know, beautiful, very beautiful companionship way. That's if you find the right friend way, you two are on the same page and you understand each other, and your conversations align, and encouragement also, aligns, because the two of you are on the same page. And especially because, if you are of a particular belief and of a particular faith, and your friend is also in that line, then the discussions flow much more easier, because when you're talking about a particular thing that you cannot do, they kind of already understand why you can't do it, and don't have to ask you why and whatnot, as opposed to having a friend who's not maybe of the same, where you're not on the same page. I think hence why they say birds of the same feather flock together. Yeah. So yeah. So really it's about that. Friendship is so underrated, and it's just as important as well. And in the meantime, while you wait for that partner, and in the meantime, while, you know, things are yet to work out for you in terms of marriage, then I would suggest that hey, how about you invest in a very good friend, invest in friendship, in a one particular friendship that, you know, you've been too busy to, go out for coffee dates, with, you know, really deliberately, you know, investing in that particular friendship. Why? It's a sort of distraction on its own as well, because you're not all about thinking about, having a partner, you know, you are like sort of having somebody right now that is already playing that role. Cause it's very similar. Being friends and having a marriage partner is quite a very good friend. There's only very few, of course, only the few differences, but otherwise there's a lot of similarities, and that really comes a long way. So for those of you who are at this point, I think that you really need to go back to the drawing board and accept that situation. Yeah. So that you're not, pressurized into something and you're not drained and exhausted, and it takes away one's peace. And I think that is why, we need to talk about finding peace in acceptance, or maybe better say to say sometimes accepting a particular situation gives you peace. It comes with peace. It comes with you really having peace to say, you know what? It's okay. This may not work out. Now, the other aspect that I wanted to cover under the topic of marriage in terms of acceptance is a broken marriage. Yeah. Now, this is something I think we hardly speak about. Of course, we talk about a lot of statistics in terms of divorce, but we hardly ever have topics particularly targeting those people who are passing through marriage breakdowns and divorce and separation and that kind of stuff. So now in this particular angle, or under this particular subtopic of marriage, is accepting that, you know what? I tried my all. I gave it my best and my marriage still failed. So if you are that particular person now who has been sobbing your bed and crying and really being hysterical about the situation, you have gone through shame or worried about, you know how separation and divorce, comes with feelings of shame. What are people going to think about me? What are people going to say? What are my village people going to think? What are my cousins? What are those people that, sort of like made hints already as if they didn't want this marriage to even take place in the first place? Say what I'm, you know, that kind of stuff. What are my colleagues going to say and that kind of stuff? You know, I think after now going through this stage, you have to, or still maybe going through this stage, you now have to get to that point where you accept that your marriage is broken down, as painful and as hard as that may sound. You have to come to this point where you accept that your separation in your marriage has happened, or you have to accept that, your partner might be, maybe you know that your partner, has filed for divorce and that kind of stuff, and you're still in denial about it. You have now to accept it and tell yourself, this is happening. You have to come out of the bubble and come into reality to accept that, you know what? It seems like really, my marriage is coming to an end. And of course, entirely, as I always teach us here, I'm a firm believer of, what has been put together, is joined until death do them apart, regardless of one partner goes and remarry. But when we say, I always forget those vows, in good times and in bad times, in sickness and in health, till death do us apart, those vows hold your all. I know we tend to forget them, especially when, things are going very hard in our marriages, but then until death do us apart is beyond just the words. It's a covenant. So marriage is a covenant until death. Now, when it comes to a situation where there are, you know, there's some very funny or some very, terminology that people like to use, irrevocable damages or something in that line where differences where you can't, you know, find terms to come together or understand and that kind of stuff. And I don't really believe in that. I just think that, usually it can be two people who then decide that, you know what, I think we should part our ways. But I think in most cases, it's one person who's not willing to work or on the marriage, who's not willing to also put in the work with the next person. Now, if you're that person who has been putting in the work and is willing to really pull your partner to also put in the work and, fix the marriage, go for counseling and that kind of stuff. And that person and your partner is not forthcoming. They're actually exhausted and tired and want to throw in the towel. Then it's about time you accept, you know, you accept that, well, my partner doesn't want us to be together, and it's not the end of the world. Yeah. It's not the end of the world that your partner doesn't want you guys to be together. Of course, perhaps you are used to living together. You're used to, going out together and going out for coffee and doing things together. Maybe there's also kids involved and you're used to making decisions about the children together and planning things together. But right now, you now need to come to the reality of understanding that, hey, hold on. This is not going to happen anymore, and it's okay. Now, also another particular part I want to speak on in terms of this is that you might be still very much invested in your marriage, but the next person has literally packed out already. They have packed their heart and their mind and their everything, and maybe have not yet packed their clothes, but have already packed out of the marriage. Or, and that's also for you to come to Tim's terminology that, you know, this person could move out anytime soon. And if it's come to that point where the person has moved on, moved out, and they are even in a relationship with another person, then you also have to come to terms and accepting it that, you know what, the person has moved on. They are in a relationship with somebody else. Maybe they've even gone on to have kids with that particular person and live with that particular person. As much as you have cried, and I'm sure I have prayed, and I'm sure I have fasted, and I'm sure I have sought counseling and have done everything possible that you can do in your power to recover your marriage, then I would say, you know what, entirely, it's about time you come to the terminology of accepting that, you know, this person is gone. This person, yes, there are marriages that fail and there is hope for reconciliation. There are some way marriages, even after some years, they do reconcile, but then it really takes one spouse to be standing. But then again, it comes with a lot of, heartache, you know, and even with that, even if you are hoping and believing for reconciliation, you also have to come to the terminology and the acceptance that, you know what, the person is not interested at this particular point in time. And the sooner you do that, the better for you. Yeah. The better really for you, because then it helps your wound to heal. It helps you to accept. Accepting helps you to heal, helps you to understand certain things, helps you to tell yourself certain things and reassure yourself on certain things. It helps you calm yourself down on certain things. Like, say, for instance, you hear that this, your spouse or the person who has, you know, you're married to, is getting married to the next person. You won't freak out as such because, hey, you've already come to the acceptance phase, you know, whereby you now find out that the person has kids with the next person. You won't freak out and, have a meltdown and that kind of stuff, because you've already assured your heart and your mind that the person has moved on. You see now how the power of acceptance works. You, of course, it's not a wake up one morning or one evening and you have decided that, you know what, today I decided I'm going to accept this and this and that. It takes time, of course, and you will now have to, do the work, put in the work. If you need to go for counseling, of course you need to do that. But then again, even when you do go for counseling yourself, you need to also counsel yourself. You need to speak to yourself in your mind, you know. Of course, ideas and thoughts will be coming in your mind. You might be in town or passing your favorite restaurant that the two of you used to go to, and it reminds you of the times when you guys were there talking, laughing, and, you know, making jokes and whatnot, keeping each other company and all that. But now you are in a situation where that person is not there anymore. You can't do those things with them anymore. Then you tell yourself, you literally speak to yourself and say, it's okay, you know, it's okay. And then maybe, you know, thoughts will come in and say, maybe they're probably just happy wherever they are right now. Maybe, he's spoiling, that other lady, or if you're a man, she's busy spoiling that other, yeah, the opposite of that, you know, right now. Then you tell yourself that, well, it's okay. It's okay. You know, then you spoil yourself. Then you go out with your friends, you know, and we come back to friendship. And then maybe this is the time where you need a very close friend. But then again, you have to be your number one cheerleader. You can always be waiting on the next person to cheer you up. Of course, there are times when you are really in the valley and you need that reassurance almost every day. But then you also have to get to a point where you say, you know what? I will dust myself. I will dust off this dust and I will stand up and I will be my own cheerleader, you know? I'll be my own first advocate. And motivate yourself. So, yeah. So that's how very powerful and very important acceptance is in this particular line. What about, situations whereby, of course, children are involved? And now, thus your partner was very hands-on when you guys were married. You know, there's something I've realized in life. And no offense to the man. But I've come to realize that a man, at least most of them, let's not say all of them, yeah, because there are really some out there who are playing their part, regardless of being with the mother of those kids or not. Now, a man, I've noticed that a lot of men tend to take care of the children of the woman that he is with right now, or the woman that's in his life right now. Most of them, especially, you know, the young ones, some tend to look after the ones of the wife that they are with now, or perhaps the person that they are, the partner that they are with now, more compared to the ones that from previous relationships that he's not in at the moment. Yeah. For a lot of men, it's like that, but we still get a few of them who acknowledge, you know, that, wait, the children have nothing to do with this. Regardless of me not being in that particular relationship with the mother of my other kids, I will still take care of all my kids. In fact, some of them bring them all under one roof, under one umbrella, so as to just make the work easier for them and make sure that all of them get their attention. And some of them still, they take care of them from two different houses, but still they provide that attention, and thumbs up to that, to them for that. Now, in times where your spouse or was spouse is no longer hands on with the kids that you guys had, you also then need to get to that point of acceptance. And before you get into, but it's his responsibility, he's as equally responsible for the kids as I am. Yes, definitely he is. But you can't force somebody to do things that they're supposed to do and don't want to do them. Of course, you can go for maintenance, but sometimes you need more than maintenance, of course. You need the person to be present in the lives of the children, not just financially. That aside, you know, what about just coming over to spend time with the kids and this person is not doing it? That's where now I come in to tell you and say, you know what, as hard and as painful that may be, you also need to get to a point where you accept that, you know what, he may come and see our kids only once a month, and opposed to how he spends the rest of the days with the other kids. And that's okay. Okay. And that's okay. So get to that point where you really accept it. You know, a lot of us grew up without all our parents, you know. I remember, I didn't grow up with my dad per se, but he would still come in And I'll call him a lot and, Diddy, I miss you. Can you come take me to town and buy me some clothes? And then he'll be like, I'm coming. Until one day I came from school and he really just surprised me. And he came and picked me up and I went to pick my cousin, to tell my cousin, let's get ready. And then we went to town. He went to pick up also my other siblings. We're not staying in the same house because we have different moms. So then, yeah, I still remember that particular day when Dad surprised me. And then also another time when, out of all the days, I decided not to go. I always go to school. I barely miss school. But that particular day, I decided I'm not going to school. And it was that day that my dad surprised me. Can I really say still surprised me? Or the aim was to surprise me, but I wasn't at school. Only to come and hear that my dad paid my school fees in full. And of course, if I was at school, I would have gotten some pocket money, you know, and that kind of stuff. So nonetheless, so yeah. Now, for those who grew up without their dads, we didn't come out half-baked. Let me probably put it like that. You still went on to live a normal life. Despite your dad not being there full-time, you know, maybe being in another town and seeing you here and there, or when you go for holidays, you think about it also in that angle to say, what about kids whose parents have passed on, you know, whose dads have died? How do you think they fare? How do you think they move forward? And certainly they do. And their parents or their moms become widows and become single parents, but they still manage to go ahead. And you still have very beautiful stories of people telling really good stories of how their mom, single-handedly raised them up and did a really good job with them and that kind of stuff. So I'm just trying to sort of pull out some points to help you see the bigger picture that, yes, it's very necessary for a child to grow up with both parents. But let's come back to reality now. That's on ground. A lot of households are being, of those of single parents. And now, for some, it started off like that, even from the get-go. But for others, it had to be like that because, you know, the marriage broke down. The relationship broke down. Hence why now they find themselves in such a situation where the household is single-handedly handled. And the kids are obviously just receiving attention. And the one parent is suffering most of the expenses, most of the bills, and most of the emotional support to the kids and academic support and all that kind of stuff. And the other partner has gone on to build their other family. Now, you that has been left behind or in that situation or in that scenario, you really have to have a conversation with yourself and with somebody who will really understand you and not try to force things. As much as you try to speak sense into the next person to say, you know what, you need to be there for the kids, you need to do this, and na-na-na-na-na-na. And it seems to be falling on deaf ears, then don't insist. Maybe you have already played your part in trying to get them on maintenance and what and what. Maybe you've done that. Maybe you're the type of, I'm not gonna force nobody to pay maintenance for their kids. They're not gonna do it themselves. Da, 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 da. Whatever decision you have made that you are happy with and you are satisfied with, the part whereby the next person is not delivering as much as you wished and hoped that they could deliver, whether it's financially, whether it's emotionally, or whether it's academically towards the kids, then maybe you need to get to a point where you really accept the situation. Because when you accept the situation, you release yourself from the stress that comes with thinking about why they're not doing it, why can't they just do the right thing, and da 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 da. It gives you also a point where you don't have to argue constantly with this person, and gets you out of the, where the situation also gets you out of the mood, you know, you're annoyed, you're irritated, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And I tell you something, one way or another, you will pull through, most definitely. Whether it's by yourself or whether it's friends or family or uncle, when you least expect it, just comes through for you and the kids and whatnot. But otherwise, it starts with you accepting the situation that, you know what, it's okay. It might not be okay entirely, so to speak, because generally all kids, of course, need both parents who should be pulling on both sides, then it makes the work easier. But when it's not happening in your case, honey, then it's okay. Accept that and don't stress yourself over it. And so, yeah, move on in peace. Yeah, you go ahead in peace. So really, as I conclude on this particular topic on accepting in terms of marriage, subtopic 2 of separation or divorce or whatsoever, ensure that you make sure that you have somebody that you can, that can hold you accountable to certain things and set goals for yourself to achieve them. But overall, refuse to be that person who is going to be a pain in the neck. You understand? And it's not just marriage. A relationship that has failed. Refuse to be that ugly baby mama. Refuse to be that ugly baby daddy. Refuse to be that. You know, if you don't accept the situation that, hey, the relationship is no more, we're no longer together the way we used to go out, and maybe you're failing to understand, what did I do wrong? Why isn't the relationship working out? Why don't, you know, the languages that we use when things are not working so well for us. Why don't you love me anymore? Why don't you da-da-da-da-da this anymore? Why don't we do this anymore, you know? Then get to that point where you really accept the situation that, you know what, this is not going to go anyway. I'm frustrating myself. I'm just draining myself and I'm just, you know, going backwards, because you're no longer moving forward. You're just going backwards. And it's, and when you're going through a tough time when it comes to relationships, but you know, where it's not working out and stuff like that, you're grumpy most of the time. You're not productive at work. You're not productive with your kids as well. You tend also to, lash out on them a lot and shout at them. And, maybe for some also isolate from the kids, lock themselves up in the room and cry and do other things. You're just not productive. So do this one thing. Sit down with yourself. Talk about the reality of the matter, you know, talk about the reality of things, of how things are actually going, and look at it from this angle. Okay. You know what? Maybe what will make it easier? List all the negative things about that person and list all their positive sides, you know, and weigh the balances. Sometimes the negative weighs more than the positive. Hence why sometimes it's best that, separation takes place, because it helps you to maintain that peace. It helps you to continue with things that you're supposed to be doing productively, not just dragging your feet and just going with the flow, but productively investing in yourself. It helps you build on yourself. One very good thing that I will tell you, go shopping. Yeah. Try to save up on some money. And actually, you don't have to save up so much money in order for you to go for massive shopping. No, go buy yourself one item, two items. That's it. Makes you feel good. A whole different, a new, you know, like a new outfit that, and then you make sure that you deliberately go out, whether it's for a coffee date or you just take a walk in the park or just take along your friends and just have fun. You know, it helps distract you from all that toxicity. It helps you distract you from all those things that, from all those thoughts that are very negative, that are not building you, that are very much discouraging you, that are draining you, that are pulling you backwards, you know, that are not making you move forward. So it's very important that you do some of those things. And of course, you can also have an honest conversation with the children and tell them one particular thing I want to touch on while we are on this topic. And although, but it fits just to mention it, that if you are the partner that has been left behind, whether, your marriage was broken down or the relationship, broke down because of infidelity from the other side, from the other party or whatever the case may be, please don't paint the children's father or the children's mother. Yeah. Don't paint them black. That's a very big mistake a lot of parents do. When things don't work out, the one person that stays tries to poison the kids over their dad. And then you, later on in life, few years forward, the kids are being disrespectful to their father, and you are you, it's embarrassing. You want your kids to respect their dad. You want your kids to respect their mom. Forgetting that you are to blame, you are at fault for painting their dad black. You know, learn to tell them that, okay, daddy loves you. Remind them of the things that daddy has done, things that mommy has done when she was present or when she comes and do this, and avoid painting your partner or your former partner as a black sheep, or, you know, avoid painting them black so that the kids don't be in a situation where they feel torn between the two of you and that they see if they have to choose, because they don't have to choose. Yeah. They don't have to choose. It's both their parents, whether the one is they or the one is not they. Okay. Now, of course, we are going for a scheduled commercial break. After that, we take a commercial break and we'll be back to continue with our topic. Stay tuned. This is Life Lessons.
Have you ever wondered why Grandma keeps her money under the mattress? Why is Angela uninsured? The Namibia Financial Inclusion Survey 2025 will help us find all the answers from the 6th of October to the 4th of November 2025. The Namibia Statistics Agency teams in uniforms with tablets will visit homes across all 14 regions to learn about financial access, informal banking, and saving habits. Email us at info@nsa.org.na or call us at 061-4313-200. Your information is confidential.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past,
mm.
and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any
staff. My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
We're all related, brothers and strangers, the king and the beggar bleed the same.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tero ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete okoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota enjuka okukwetira oipindi konu honda beli nao mime uto otukweti.
We're all related, brothers and strangers, the king and the beggar bleed the same. We've all got a sickness, a terminal condition. We medicate it, but the pain won't go away. See the eyes of a million faces, looking for it in a million places. Only one can save us, Jesus.
You are the
Welcome back. You are tuned into Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Now, of course, we're talking about acceptance, right? Accepting the situation or the position you may be in right now. As much as you have been trying and putting in the effort and the work that's necessary, perhaps things just not working out. And maybe it's time to actually accept them. You know, As went for a musical break, there's something that came to my mind that I think wouldn't be fair if I don't do it justice. You know, there are also certain people who wish to be in a relationship, wish to be married to each other. And, there seems to be just things that are not allowing it. Now, of course, from the way they are weighing things, as if, okay, physically. Yeah, with their naked eyes, they seem to be saying, well, I think we could be compatible, you know, I think we could, things could work out. But so many hindrances beyond their control seem to be hindering whatever, this, could have turned out to be. Perhaps maybe the timing when the time they met, they're already at places or in situations that they can't now be able to commit to this person and blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff. Also in that scenario, I would also say, you know what? Be honest with yourself. You know, honesty is always the best policy, even to our very own selves, you know. Be honest with yourself that, you know what, this maybe, could have, worked out really well. But unfortunately, where we are right now, things don't seem to be, right. Hence why, well, it's okay. Let's just accept the situation that this may not, work out or would have worked out, whatever the case may be. Yeah. So there's also that particular part where you also then need to accept that it's okay and it might not be working out. It might not work out. There's the circumstances that seem to be blocking it, that seem to be hindering it, and therefore it's definitely okay. So be honest with yourself, have that conversation, whether it's the two people then involved that should have that conversation, but then you yourself as well, you have to have that conversation with yourself and just be very honest with yourself in that regard. So that aside, now let's move on to career. Let's talk about career wise, whereby, you know, you've always wanted to be a doctor. You always wanted to be a medical doctor, but for some reason, with all your good grades and always applying at the medical school, you just get turned down over and over and again. You can't seem to understand why. So much that you even went to do a bridging course that can maybe help you get into the school of medicine. I'm just using that now as an example, but perhaps your own, you've always wanted to do engineering, but for some reason it just doesn't seem to be working out, you know? Just not seem to be getting the spot. However you really try. Have you ever come to realize circumstances also speak? Yeah. Circumstances also speak. How, you know, things can be quite hard to us. Well, sometimes it's that you need to push and push and push and continue so that you can break through the ceiling. You can break through and just, you know, come forth eventually to the position that you wish and desire for yourself or that you think that you deserve. Yeah. But then again, also circumstances do speak to say, maybe this is not for you. Maybe this, is gonna not work out so good for you. Maybe this would lead you in a situation that's going to be very bad for you. You understand? Hence why then if your circumstances have been, you know, making things very hard for you to progress in your career, then maybe it's time to divert completely. Yeah. And sometimes I tell you what, sometimes it's not really that you have to divert completely. Sometimes it's just that you have to take a step backwards and focus on another line in another career. And that'll help you polish and be better so that you can then, and you know what, that other career that you're pursuing might actually work out just perfectly, might work out just fine in future when you're well prepared. The door will open. You know, when something is actually for you, I tell you what, no matter how life has been hard, you know, hitting you, no matter how situations have been really not working out, it will eventually come to you. Yeah. Whatever is for you, eventually, you know, if you keep the faith and you keep the hope up, it will eventually come to you. But it requires also, What type of choices are you making in the meantime when it's not happening? What is it that you're doing? What is it that you, where are you? What choices are you making? Where are you going? What places and which people are you hanging out with? What are you saying? Are you speaking negativity? Are you being positive? Are you positive minded or you are perhaps very much drained and all that kind of stuff? So really, it's a matter of sometimes taking a step backwards and saying and making peace. Let's say, for instance, you want to work for a particular company so badly, and maybe the course that you went to study is specifically aligning and placing you strategically at a position where you could be, you know, fully picked, fully grabbed to work in that particular company. But a lot of things just tend to be working against it. You know, maybe it could be that it's not yet the time for you to particularly work in that particular company. You know, you may be sitting back at home and you're like, I've always wanted to work for Eagle FM, but you know, I've even gone to study the course that is needed for me to work in Eagle FM. Even if it's just, well, I don't have to be a presenter per se. I can be, something else, but as long as I'm working for Eagle FM, you know, for the fact that it's a talk radio station and they put out content out there that is educative and informative. They're not a gossip column. You know, you have all this many reasons why you want to work for Eagle FM, but so many things seems to be hindering you, to be blocking you, not to be aligning you, or making you know, positioning you in a place where, you know, you are really picked to work for Eagle FM. Maybe the time is not yet now for you to work for Eagle FM, you know, and you just have to, you know, speak to yourself and where you are now, you know, work on yourself, improve on yourself, improve on your, on whatever it is, your speaking skills or whatsoever, so that when you do come, you're fully packed and you're able to, you know, and sometimes you might not even gonna work, in that particular company per se. And that's where you really have to make peace with it that, you know what, it's okay. Maybe similar doors will open for me, but then it will depend on you putting in the work for those doors to be open. You will also need to knock on them. Perhaps you are not knocking on those doors. You hear? You get what I'm trying, where I'm trying to get to get with this? So really, it's about strategically positioning yourself sometimes, but it's also about accepting that, hey, you know what, this may not be working, this might not work out, and this may not be working out right now. And that's okay. It's really okay when that's the case. Okay. Now, one thing I have come to realize is that there are certain things that come our way, or let me put it like this. There are certain doors that won't open to us until we let go of the other door that we are so tightly holding onto. Mm-hmm. Some doors in some situations or some places we won't go unless we let go of the ones that we are so glued to, that are not giving us fulfillment, that are not giving us joy, that are not giving us growth, that are not giving us peace. So until you let go of certain things, you'll still be stuck in the same situation. You know, there's a very good saying that I love to say, is that if you keep doing the same things, you keep getting the same results. And that's true in so many aspects. If you keep doing the same things, you keep getting the same results. So there are times where you really have to tell yourself, it's about time I let go of this. It's about time I accept that this is not progressing, that this is not moving forward. And that's why I let go of it. And now this brings me to the topic of friendship. Now, earlier I spoke about friendship being a companion, right? Now I'm speaking about friendship being a place of toxicity, whereby the people you call friends, they seem to undermine you and not really appreciate you as a friend. You know, especially when the friendship seems to be one-sided. You seem to be putting in the work and the effort, and the next person doesn't. And whatever they do for you, it's as if they're doing you a favor by being their friend and doing this for you. It takes some guts for you to say, you know what, I deserve better. Yes, even in friendship. You know what, I deserve a better friend who accepts me for me, loves me for me, will make time to go out for me, whether it's on a coffee date or just a stroll in town, whether just eating ice cream, you know, regardless of whether your financial status are different, maybe they earn more money than you or you earn more money than them. That doesn't matter. What gives you common ground is certain things that, you know, give you common ground. You have certain things that you have in common, certain topics, and you just align. You understand? Now, this one is completely the opposite. The person makes you feel unworthy. The person makes you feel, you know, there are just some people whereby when you go back home, you wonder, or, you know, then maybe it's about time you accept that this friendship may not be working out. It might not be working out in future, especially when you've kind of like tried to address and you've seen the situation is not really moving forward. Then it takes guts for you to say, you know what, I think I'm not cut out for this friendship. I think I deserve better friendship than this, you know? This goes for many relationships, not just friendships, you know? It can be, it can be family sort of relationship where you see that it's one-sided. And then you need to accept and say, you know what? Maybe the other person is not really invested as I am. And maybe this is time where I start focusing on myself and focusing on other things. It is when you put a full stop to something, yeah, that another sentence begins. When you finally decide that it's okay, maybe I ought to end here right now. That's when after time, sometimes immediately, sometimes after time. It is when you finally close the chapter and decide that it's okay, I can be on my own without, you know, without what was happening in my life happening now, that then doors start to open. Things start to open up. Things begin to come to you, you know? I thought about this the other day when I was in my kitchen, and I just thought about how really in reality, because reflecting back on my own stories, there was a particular friendship that I really just had to step away from. Because, you know, it felt really like I could be there for my friend, and when they are there for me, it's as if they're doing me a favor. It's as if I ought to be very grateful. You understand? And I didn't want that. I didn't want that at all. And I put an end to it. I decided, you know what? It's, this is fine. You know? And it's afterwards, a couple of maybe a year, months, that I got another friend who just seems to align with me, just seems to understand and is on the same pace with me, you know? And looking back, I was like, wait, hold on. If I had not put a close or a full stop to that chapter, I would have still been in that circle, feeling the way I was feeling, not knowing that there was something beautiful, another friendship, another companion out there for me that could align with my goals, that could really impact my life. That when after we separate from our coffee date or, you know, friends going out and just speaking, and after we finish talking, after we hang up our phones, I now feel like, oh, wow, that was a beautiful conversation. Oh, wow, that was really, you know, and not leaving me feeling negative. I sure hope that you get where I'm going with this particular one now. So not just, I don't want us now to just apply this to friendship, but it applies to so many areas and even the topics that we've already covered, to say it is until you put a full stop to a particular chapter, which is full of toxicity and negativity, that a new chapter begins, that a new sentence begins. So maybe you need to look into that. Same with career that we spoke about, and same with a job. In an instant where your job is draining you to the core. Now, let's draw the difference here. There comes a time when you're going through hardships at work. Yeah? But you shouldn't throw in the towel, because something great and beautiful is coming your way. Maybe a promotion is coming your way. Hence why you shouldn't entirely throw in the towel, you know? But there comes a time also when things are really draining and you know for sure that, you know what, I think I need to walk away from this because it's draining me physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally. You know, the work environment is so toxic, so much that you've spoken to your supervisor and your supervisor is toxic as well. When you come home, you are so drained. You know, you get some work environments that are really like that. The people just don't seem to be hearing you when you're speaking. You know, even when you're making suggestions about certain things that will help you do your work better, or I don't know. You know, there really comes a situation where then maybe it's time for you to accept and say, which one do I want? You weigh the balances. Finances, or mental health, mental stability, and physical and emotional well-being. Because if you're going home to soak your pillow in tears every day because of a job, or because of your colleagues, or because of your boss, or because of your supervisors, then maybe it's time to accept that, you know what, the situation may not be changing. I've reached out even maybe to labor. I've reached out to my other colleagues I've reached out to who and who and who, and things just don't seem to be changing. Then it's time I walk away, you know, for my own mental well-being, for my own safety, you know. I know we talk a lot about mental wellness and mental well-being, but it comes also with making choices. You need to make certain choices, yeah, and decide that I think, yes, let's come to the drawing board now. And this is the conclusion we reach. So really, when it comes to such scenario, you need to accept that maybe it's time to walk away. Now, don't get me wrong. There are certain situations that can be work. There's some toxicity that can be in your workplace that is coming from your colleagues, but it's not necessarily coming from your supervisor and it's not necessarily coming from your boss, but it's coming from your colleagues so that they push you to the core so that you leave your job and then they're happy. Now, you need to know the difference, you know? You need to know the difference to between persevering and quitting altogether. And quitting doesn't mean failure and living altogether. There's a difference between that. So, but then the decision, a right decision, doesn't lie in you making one fast, decision out of emotions, but it requires time and precision and advice and counseling before you can take such a decision. You know, so many times we make decisions based on our emotions and often we don't ask for counseling, we don't ask for advice, and that's where we fail. So make sure that you sleep on it for days and days, then only So really, acceptance is something we need to embrace. It is something beautiful. When you look back at some of the things that you accepted, that you realize you had no control over, and you look at where you are now, I'm telling you, it's a beautiful thing. There are so many things in my life that I had to accept. Now, when I look back now, oh my God, I have made peace with them, you know? I've literally made peace with them. You know, I tell you about somebody who is in my neighborhood, and they work in a tuck shop. And everybody in my street knows this lady to be very rude, like rude to the core, so much that you'll greet them and they'll be like, or they can choose not to greet you. Now, remember, you have to go to the tuck shop to buy cold drink here and there. You know, when it's really cold, and of course you don't want to go to the shops because they are far, you know, to just to buy the usual essentials, maybe airtime, that kind of stuff. And so I also used to greet this lady, and sometimes she would literally ignore me. And then I got to a point where I was like, you know what? It's fine. Let me let go. You know, let me not bother her anymore. Now, I'm this type of person, of course, whereby there's a time where you continuously continue to maybe greet the person, and I don't know, it's up to them today, whether today they'll greet you, tomorrow they won't, and that kind of stuff. And it also, and we also, you know, wisdom needs to dwell in us richly, you know. And then there's also a scenario where you decide, let the person be, you know, where you don't bother them at all. You just, it's not that you have anything against them at all. You're not having any grudge against them at all, but you just let them be, you know? So I got to that point where I just, it's fine. Let her be. Like if I'm coming in my house and the tuck, she's at the tuck shop and maybe she can see me, normally I would wave. She won't be interested and whatever. Then I would just go into my house. Not that I have anything against her or anything. Of course, when I go to the tuck shop and I need to buy something, I will first obviously have to greet them before anything else, even though they sometimes won't greet me back. So I was very surprised on one particular instant where, my kids wanted to go. I sent them to buy bread and the bread was not yet there. So she came to my house because it's about, the tuck shop in my house, there's only three houses in between or so, or two. And she came to tell me that the bread is here. I was shocked to the core. And she addressed me, ma'am, you know. I was really shocked, like, really? Wow, okay, you know. So sometimes there are situations that you have to accept and not carry emotions with it. Don't carry emotions. Because the moment you carry emotions, you then tend to reply in a negative emotion because you have attached emotions to it. Whether the person was very close to you, however, and they did you wrong and whatnot, and they refused to do the right thing and all that kind of stuff. Well, maybe it's time to accept that. Hey, it's okay. You know, without carrying emotions with it. You know what? This I would see that you kind of like know when you have reached. Okay. When we're talking about maturity, there's different lines that I could be matured about this. about that and still sluggish or dragging, or you know, still need room for growth and improvement in this particular area. Now, when you yourself have mastered, now let me not say mastered, because you can be on top of the game today and still fall tomorrow and rise up, and that's okay, because this is life, right? So this is life. So, but then when you've come to a point where you yourself are very comfortable, you know, looking back at that negative situation that used to have you soaking your pillow every night, and looking at how you handle it now, yeah, or looking at that person who was very negative to you and how you talk to them now, you couldn't even be bothered. You couldn't care less what they say or what they think or whatsoever. As long as your reaction to them is very positive, you refuse to just stoop down to their level, you know? You're not investing your emotions. Back then, your emotions were invested, yeah? And you could tear up a whole room and whatnot because your emotions have been tampered with. But now you've come to a point where you're really in control of your emotions, regardless of the outside person. And you know it. You will know it. You know, it's such a good feeling, because you know very well that, hey, I've actually grown out of this. Hey, I've actually accepted this. Hey, and the next person may be boiling because, hey, they don't have that leverage over you anymore to get you in a situation where you are tensed up, where you are angry, where you are frustrated, because you know there are certain people who will do certain actions to you, expecting a reaction from you, and then they just never get it, and you're just like, it's okay, you know, it's okay, and you're genuinely saying it, that it's okay, not because it's stemming from a negative perspective. Then that is what I call maturity. That is what I call growth. That is what I call acceptance. That is what I call the fruits of accepting what you cannot change. The fruits of accepting what you cannot control. The fruits of you coming to a point where you realize that, you know what? Regardless of the negativity, regardless of the negative situation, regardless of the goal that I've been pursuing, it's not working out. You know what? It's okay. Life is still beautiful. Let's look at other aspects then. Let's focus on other angles then that are actually working out, that are actually progressing, that are helping me to move forward, you know, that kind of thing. So really, it's a beautiful thing to accept certain things, to accept that, yes, this didn't work out and this and this. What about accepting rejection? I know, right? That might seem really off, but accepting rejection from your parents or from one of your parents or from your siblings or from anybody that you thought, or reality, you know, kind of says family members are supposed to accept you, friends or, you know, just somebody close. But instead, since you are a child, you're always kind of like rejected. You're always seen as, I don't know, the black sheep of the family and that kind of stuff. And of course, you've made some really bad choices that maybe got you where you are. And even before that, kind of family just kind of like rejected you. Oh my word. You have no idea how, it can be such a beautiful thing when maybe the community rejected you, and boom, you resuffer a few years later, and you seem to be what do you call it now, the savior of the community, the hero of the community. You know, there are certain things and certain developments, certain aspects that are working now in the community because of you, because of the circle, because of the influence that you're in. You understand? And so, not to brag and not for pride and that kind of stuff, but you just look back and you wonder, you know, like, who would have thought that Joseph's brothers will come and kneel before him, and that his dream will literally come true, that those that rejected him and threw him in the pit for him, hoping that he would die, except for his brother Reuben, who then came in to rescue the situation and say, let's sell him to the Egyptians. Who would have thought that his own dear brothers, you know, who who literally cast him out, you know, who cut him off from the love of his father, from growing up with his dad, and sold him. Who would have thought they'll come and kneel before him when he has become now, you know, sort of prime minister, you know, in Egypt? Who would have thought? Who would have thought that you, that they rejected, would be the one to actually, bring development to that company? Who would have thought that you, whom they rejected, would be the one to bring development to your community? And of course, you'll be the one to bring light into the family, progress into the family. Who would have thought, huh? Now, when you look back at that, when you're looking back at a position where it is so obvious, you don't have to speak it, and everybody now seems to be, you know, applauding and happy and glad, and of course regretting how they treated you. But it first starts with acceptance, y'all. It first starts with you accepting that it's okay. Maybe I'm not their first choice of person. It's okay. I'm not their first line if they are to be asked, who to pinpoint and that kind of stuff. Well, it's okay. You know, you kind of like also want to use then the people that love you, that give you the attention, that give you, the encouragement, the push, that encourage you to move forward and to propel forward. You look at those ones. And you say, it's okay. At least I have Miracle. At least I have Maria. At least I have, you know, let me tell you something about people. You know, life has a way of going in circles, you know. Life has a way of bringing, resurfacing things for your good. But it also depends on your posture, on the type of character and behavior that you displayed when things were negative, when things were hard. It's at this point that you don't want to be lashing out at them, speaking bad words at them, and being negative and throwing a pity party for yourself. It's at this point that, you know, yes, you may sob about it, you may cry about it, but it also gets to a point where you encourage yourself and pick yourself up and, you know, move forward regardless. So that when that day comes, you're grateful that you did. Yeah? Yeah. You're grateful. We see this even in society. People that were rejected becoming very important people, very prominent people. We see this in society. It's also true in our everyday lives as well. But your attitude is so very important. Hence why it's very important to accept things that we cannot control. We can control other people's emotions. We can control that. What about accepting that you and your spouse don't seem to be having a child? You've been married for, and I think I've used this example really, of course, a lot on here on Life Lessons. But today, I want to use it in this scenario of saying, maybe it's time for you and your spouse to accept that. To accept that maybe you're not going to have children of your own at all. Maybe you will have children of your own 5 years from now. Maybe after 10 years of marriage. Maybe after 12 years of marriage. I mean, we've had stories of people who have had children after 13 years of marriage. But then again, maybe you're not going to have children of your own with your spouse. And that's okay. And that's okay. That shouldn't make you love them less. That shouldn't make you appreciate them less. That shouldn't make you, every time you and your spouse make love, you're hoping to fall pregnant. Then you miss the whole point of you guys' purpose in that particular marriage, you know? Then you miss the whole point of it. Maybe what if your own was just to be very good companions to each other, strengthening each other, uplifting each other, doing other things together, exploring on certain things, making impact in the world together. Not necessarily, you can still make impact in the world that goes beyond children, beyond the two of you having children, you, the two, you know. And maybe you need to explore also adoption. You know, there are people who have gone on to adopt one child and they have gone on to love this child as their own. Maybe that's what you're called out to do. Or maybe yet not even adoption. Maybe just making impact in your circles and you just never know. So instead of beating yourself up and turning against each other and playing the blame game that I think you're the one that's barren and I think that, you know, it's you and that kind of stuff. Of course, you have exhausted all the avenues and maybe you haven't exhausted all the avenues and you just eventually made peace and decided, you know what, it's okay, it's okay. The other day, I came across a couple that was talking about how they tried so many things. The wife, I think, even had to go for some sort of operation so they could conceive and whatnot, but it just wasn't happening. And of course, they were stressed. They kept doing pregnancy tests until they just decided to travel the world and do other things together. And they are a young couple. And before they knew it, before they could even dream it or whatsoever, they found out they were pregnant. And they conceived naturally. You know, sometimes when your mind is so focused on, I want this so badly. Many times it doesn't work. However badly you want it, however strong your desires are, sometimes it just doesn't come to materialize. Sometimes it just doesn't happen. And hence why I say it's really okay. It's okay to not have children. It's okay to be struggling to conceive. Just like it's okay if your marriage has broken down. It's okay if you're separated from your spouse. It's okay if your career just doesn't seem, the particular career that you want doesn't seem to be materializing. It's okay. You know, it's okay to not be okay. It's okay. Really, it is okay. You know, we sometimes don't give ourselves credit enough. Pat yourself on the back and say, it's okay. Yeah? It's okay when this is not working out. It is really okay. Because some situations, if it was up to us, we will turn them around. We will change them. Isn't that why we so badly have that strong desire within us? But when it's not happening, well, it's okay. It's okay. But you need to make peace with it first. You need to accept it first. So that when the next person, when your auntie, it's almost Christmas time, just a few months to December, and your aunties and your uncles and whosoever, well, uncles don't seem to be, you know, some of them, well, so much into people's business, personal businesses. You find a couple that hasn't conceived a child and you still want to come and ask them, oh, you guys didn't get pregnant yet, duh, obviously. So it's okay. Really. To not have a child after this many years. And don't allow people to be so negative to a point they tend you and your spouse against each other in the name of a child. Mm-mm. Children are beautiful. They certainly are. But they can also be very exhausting. Yeah. You know, they can also be very draining. Of course, they come with their challenges. You know, we look at the next goal and always think it's so perfect. It comes with its challenges, especially when they are newborns. They cry a lot, you know, and that kind of stuff and and all that and hospital visits and what. But nonetheless, with all those, one still wants a child, obviously, you know. But when it's not happening, you're not less of a human being because you haven't brought a life into this world. No, you're not the one that gives life. Yeah. And also if you have maybe done certain things in the past that are just not, you feel like they're not right, they're wrong. You need to forgive yourself, first of all. You know how often we always say forgive the next person, but we don't tell ourselves forgive yourself. You need to forgive yourself as well and come out of self-condemnation and accept that whatever situation you found yourself in might not exactly be related to some of the choices you made in the past. Some of them are. And well, if that's the case, then accept it. And even in the case where it is not, accept it. It's not worth it to play that self-condemnation card. That's one thing I see. The devil really does really bad in many people, especially when they suffer from self-condemnation. You know, I'm somebody who, if I make a mistake, I acknowledge it. I forgive myself about it. And we are not going to be in self-condemnation mode. Maybe the first few days you'll be like, oh man, why did I do that? But then we move on. Let's not dwell there. We're not going to dwell there over and over in self-condemnation and self-pity and all that. Because it can't change the situation. It won't. So whatever past has haunted you so badly, you need to forgive yourself. As much as you seek forgiveness, whether it's from the next person whom you wronged or from the Creator himself, you yourself need to forgive yourself. You need to come to terms with it that, yeah, well, it's okay. So there are a lot of things we need to accept. What about social status, employment status, maybe class? You know what we call class. This one is upper class, lower class, middle class, whatsoever. Maybe you are the person who always thought that you will be doing extremely well with the way you have been very careful with your life, career wise, you know, choices wise, but things don't seem to be, you know, aligning like that. Life happened and situations happened and you found yourself where you are now. Not exactly at the upper class that you thought you would, or in a particular country or in a particular state or whatsoever that you had wished for yourself, driving a particular car, you know, that's not average or whatever. Just that which is in your mind. And it didn't happen like that. Well, then also you need to accept that. Otherwise you're going to live a life of I wish and if and all that. And none of that, those bring joy and happiness. This is life and we only live one life. That doesn't mean don't pursue your goals. That doesn't mean don't reach out for the things that you wish to do. That doesn't mean don't, you know, explore, don't desire certain things. Do. But with desiring them, also add caution to it, to say, if this doesn't work out, well, I should brace myself to accept it. But if it doesn't work out, it's okay. Well, if it doesn't work out, then we flow. Then we move forward. We progress nonetheless. We step ahead nonetheless. So yeah. Nonetheless, let's pause right here and take a trip to the marketplace and also go for a musical break. This is Life Lessons. Should you want to air your opinions and contributions or perhaps ask questions, studio number is 083-288-401. I'll see you right after the musical break.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level.
Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Time for my friends, no time to chit chat. Problems at my job, wondering what to do. I know I should be working, but I'm thinking of you. And just when I feel this crazy world is gonna bring me down, just when your smile comes around, oh, I love the way you hold me. By my side, you'll always be. You take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me. Your arms will always be. You take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. And you flipped it around, calmed the tidal wave and put my feet on the ground. Forever in my heart, always on my mind. It's crazy how I think about you all of the time. And just when I think I'm about to figure you out, you make me wanna sing and shout. I love the way you hold me. By my side, you'll always be. You take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me. In your arms, I'll always be. You take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. And thankful for all you've done. Wish I could tell you in a short story or poem, but all I have is my voice and this guitar, and you have my heart. Oh, I love the way you hold me. By my side, you'll always be. You take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me. In your arms, I'll always be. You take each and every day, every day. The way you hold me, by my side you'll always be. You make each and every day oh so special. I love the way you hold me. In your arms I'll always be. You take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. Whoa, oh, 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 oh.
Until your heart stops kick drum beating. When it's hard times, when it's long days, and the enemy is right up in your face. When your back's against the ropes and you're feeling all alone,
keep fighting the good fight. Keep letting your light shine.
When you're feeling you're giving all that you got, I'm with you in the next step, giving you the next breath. I'll
be the voice saying you're gonna make it. When you're out there on your own, you are never alone.
Keep fighting the good fight.
Never give up, never
keep letting your light shine.
Welcome back. You are still tuned into Life Lessons right here on your number one talk radio station. I am your host, Nafa Happy Juju, here to keep you company. Of course, we're talking about acceptance this evening, accepting situations that we have no control over that whatsoever, and just navigating life with situations, of course, that we can't control, but can control our emotions and our reactions to them. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, acceptance allows us to focus on what we can change and let go of what we can't. Imagine carrying a heavy weight that you can't put down. Mm. And eventually, when you have accepted it, you put this whole weight down. You're strained, you're sweating, you're getting tired, and you're not moving forward. And that's what it feels like when we are trying to control everything, and especially things that we can't. Now, acceptance is like setting down that weight and taking a deep breath. And it gives us the freedom to focus on what truly matters, yeah? Because if something has to be forced, you know, to align with you, something needs to be forced, or person needs to be forced to be sort of in your life or in your family line or something like that, then maybe you ought to let that bed free, you know? If you've got a bed and it keeps, you know, maybe you wanted to tame this bed, but this bed doesn't seem to want, then maybe it's time to let the bed go and fly away. And then make peace with that. It's okay. I won't have a bed to tame. I won't have a bed and blah, 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 blah. But then again, you're at peace. Why? Because you're not trying now to control a situation that you can't. Yeah. So some of the ways we can practice acceptance in our daily lives are as following. Be mindful. Practice being present in the moment. Yeah. It's beautiful to look ahead at the future and wonder what it's like and how it's going to be like. But practice being in the now. Being mindful can help us recognize when we are trying to control things that are beyond our reach. It can help us to notice that, you know what, I think I'm forcing things. I think I'm overstepping boundaries. You know, I think I am going overboard. So it's time to pause right here and accept that situation. Reframe your thoughts. Challenge your thoughts by asking yourself some questions. Is this within my control? What can I do about the situation? You know, it comes back to the drawing board of maybe I can't do anything about the situation. Maybe I can. Let's try that which we can. Where we can't, let's let it go. Gratitude. being grateful. Focus on what you have now at the present time, then what you don't have. Like, for instance, we spoke about marriage. We had two subtopics under that. Accepting that, yes, I might not have a spouse now, but I have my siblings who love me. I have my parents. I have my colleagues. I have really good colleagues. I have really good friends, you know, like that. Gratitude shifts our perspective and helps us appreciate the present moment. So you accept the present moment in a way you are also grateful. It's not like you're forced to, but you're in a way you are grateful that at least I have this. And not, let's even remove the word at least. I have this and I'm grateful for that. Let me embrace that. Let me appreciate that. Let me be grateful for that. Self-compassion. Be kind to yourself when things don't go as planned. Remember, it's okay to make mistakes and that you're doing your best. You may be giving it your best already. Although it's not, doesn't seem to be aligning well, but you may be giving it your best already. You know? So, be grateful for that. Be happy about that. Don't beat yourself up, that it's not going the way, it's not planned, the way you wished it would. Now, some of the benefits of accepting situation is that when we practice acceptance, we open ourselves up to a sense of peace and calmness. Oh, pardon me. We reduce stress and anxiety because we are not constantly fighting against things we can't change. We also become more resilient. Yeah. We also become more resilient opposed to just being running with the flow and that kind of stuff. So it, a part of giving you that sense of peace and calmness, you're no longer constantly fighting against things that you can't change. And you're better able to handle life's ups and downs with grace. And I love that word right there. You're better able to handle life's ups and downs with grace. As much as things are not aligning, at least there's grace, which helps you navigate the situation regardless. Whether the criticism that may come with it. Now, a part of acceptance that I didn't get. Accepting a situation doesn't necessarily mean that it won't come with some negativity. It won't come with backlash. It won't come with people trying to discourage you, demotivate you. It may come with that, but it's okay. It's okay. You because you are already at a position where you have told yourself you accepted the situation. It's literally okay. With all the negativity that comes with it, it's okay. You know it's okay. You understand it's okay. You are saying it's okay from a place of acceptance within yourself. What about accepting a sickness? You know, where you have been diagnosed with a sickness. That can be very hard, especially when doctors tell you, you might have only so time to live. But doctors are not always right. They can be, but not always right. Because they don't have the final say. There are people who were told you only have 6 months to live. And they went on to live full lives. 10 years, you know. They went on to live longer. They went on to live. And not just health, but they went on to live. Yeah. To live their lives. So in a situation where you've been diagnosed with a particular illness, you know, the in and out of hospitals can be so draining and exhausting. But it first starts with you accepting that, okay, they said I have diabetes type 2, type 1, and I continuously have to take this medication. Not that you lack faith that you won't get healed, but you first make peace, sort of, you know, with accepting that, hey, okay, so this is my situation now. And so I will be taking my drugs. I'll be taking my medication. And it's okay. You know, like that. You are not in denial. Of course, there are stages where you're going to be in denial. But now you're coming to a point where you are accepting that this sickness will be a part of my life, will be a part of me. Yet I will fight it head on. I won't allow it to steal my joy, steal my peace of mind, steal, you know. I won't allow that. I won't allow it to steal from me. I'm still going to go out and live a normal life. So really, with acceptance, there's so many situations or so many aspects. What about disasters that happen to us? As painful as it is. And now, of course, grieving over our things, it has stages. But it's that final stage, sort of, where you accept that you had no control over this particular situation. And it happened. And you've made peace with it. It happened and you decided, well, you know what? It's okay. I make peace with this because I can't change it. I couldn't change it. I couldn't be there to do this or to do that about it. Hence why it's okay. So all in all, acceptance is not about giving up. It's not about quitting and throwing in the towel. It's about embracing reality and finding peace within it. Understanding that, yes, this has happened. It's not what I wanted, but it has happened. And finding peace within that. It feels so good. When I look back at the things that I found peace in, that you're back then, like, forget about even telling me that you need to make peace with this. I'm like, no, I can't live without this. But in looking back and looking at where I am now and how I've been living without some of the things that I held on to like glue, I'm surprised. I'm surprised. You know, some of the things we that are so dear to our hearts, we feel like we can never go on in life, continue in life. We can never move forward without them. But you can. You can. If it so happens that it's taken away from you, you can. So it's about embracing reality and finding peace within it. The truth of the matter, of your case, that this is how it is now. You embrace it. And eventually as you embrace it, you find peace within it. Even failure. So by focusing on what we can control and letting go of what we can't, we can live more fully and joyfully. So let's strive to practice acceptance in our daily lives. Not just as a sign of weakness. No, it's not a sign of weakness. But as a sign of strength, you all. As a sign of strength. As a sign of progress, even for that matter. As a sign of standing up from where you had fallen, rising up, and moving on. Without that particular thing that you had hoped. That which you had hoped you would take you wheresoever, or if this had worked out, I'll be here now, I'll be there now, by now, this. Those things don't much realize. They don't, they just drain a person's emotions and mental well-being, because it makes you go in circles and live in a bubbly world. If, but that didn't happen. So we cut off that if, we cancel that. Yeah. So let's go out there and accept things that we can change and embrace the reality of where we are now and be grateful of the things we do have now and the people we do have now. Yeah. Let's go out there and live our lives, you know, joyfully, peacefully, without draining ourselves and bombarding ourselves in our minds. Accepting certain things goes a long way. It goes a long way. And until you start embracing this particular aspect, you might not fully understand the peace and the joy that comes with it. But when you do, you will definitely understand the joy and the peace that comes with it. And you will be asking yourself questions as to, why didn't I start on this journey a long time ago? We still have people who are 20 years later still holding on to the past. You sometimes ask, did they ever get to move on and live their lives? So yeah. So thank you. Thank you for joining me today on this journey towards finding peace and acceptance. I hope you go out there and put it into practice and reflect on that particular aspect or that particular thing that was coming to your mind as we're talking about this conversation, that you just need to, you know, accept and embrace and come to terms with that. And yeah. So yeah, that's what we had for you today in terms of acceptance and just moving towards a journey of accepting and being at peace with certain situations. Do stay tuned for other programs and shows that are coming your way right after Life Lessons. And make sure that you tune in again next time, same place, same time, same frequency, right here on Eagle FM. Now, Life Lessons come to your way every Saturday from 1900 hours up until 2100 hours. And we take a topic that we can impact, that we can discuss on to help impact our lives and help us think about critical situations about our own personal lives that we need to change or need to address or need to continue doing or enhancing, you know, for our lives, to make sure that we live our lives fulfilled and we achieve those goals and the purpose for why we are even here in the first place. Yeah. That's for me, Dafa. Happy as usual. It is adios, Tata. I'll see you again same time, same place, next time right here on Life Lessons. Now, should you be interested in listening to this conversation again, or perhaps you want somebody to also just be blessed by it, make sure that you tell them to download the Eagle FM app and head over to our podcast session. They will find it right there as up from Monday on. They can just listen to it and of course be motivated. So tell your friends and family members they can listen to Eagle FM via free radio frequencies or Eagle FM website or Eagle FM app. Adios, Tata. I'll see you again next time.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before.
Take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more. I've had a long day, I just wanna relax. Don't have time for my friends, no time to chit-chat. Problems at my job, wondering what to do. I know I should be working, but I'm thinking of you. And just when I feel this crazy world is gonna bring me down, that's when your smile comes around. Oh, I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me in your arms. I'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. Calm the tidal wave and put my feet on the ground. Forever in my heart, always on my mind. It's crazy how I think about you all of the time. And just when I think I'm about to figure you out, you make me wanna sing and shout. I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me in your arms. I'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. And thankful for all you've done. Wish I could tell you in a short story or poem, but all I have is my voice and this guitar, and you have my heart. Oh, I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me in your arms. I'll always be, you take each and the way you hold me by my side, you'll always be. You make each and every day oh so special. I love the way you hold me in your arms. I'll always be. You take each and every day, make it special in some.